is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Iran's supreme leader is speaking out as President Trump considers ordering U.S. forces to attack Iranian nuclear facilities. CBS's Deborah Patta has details from Tel Aviv.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei has warned that any U.S. intervention in the conflict with Israel would be met with serious consequences. He said they do not respond to threats and they will not accept any imposed peace or war.
Some lawmakers in Washington are pushing to limit President Trump's ability to launch military strikes. A resolution's been introduced that says only Congress can declare war under the Constitution. 24 Site News, Julie Grace Brufke.
Now, it would prohibit any type of escalation of military action without congressional approval if it ultimately passes. Now, John Thune isn't in a huge rush to bring it to the floor. It's a privileged resolution. There's a handful of conservatives. I mean, we've seen Thomas Massie on the House side, but largely leadership's kind of stood with President Trump on this one.
Mr. Trump is expected to sign an executive order this week, extending a deadline for 90 days for TikTok's Chinese owner to sell the video sharing app. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
This all started half a decade ago when President Trump accused TikTok of being a national security threat and said that he would try to ban it. Ever since then, a number of lawmakers in the United States and around the world have actually instituted such bans.
The Federal Reserve meets today, and it's expected to leave interest rates right where they are. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Pretty likely that the Fed is going to remain patient, take a wait-and-see approach. Remember, last year they cut rates by a full percentage point. They haven't made a move since last December. That means short-term interest rates, the Fed funds rates, remain at 4.25% to 4.5%.
Overseas, they're unearthing a tragic chapter in Ireland's past at a former institution for unwed mothers.
Specialists in Ireland's County Galway have begun preparations for the excavation of what's believed to be a mass burial of newborns and toddlers up to 3 years of age at the site of one of the many now notorious mother and baby homes run by the Catholic Church. The remains were discovered 9 years ago, dumped in a disused sewage tank. Family members and survivors will be allowed to watch the work from a distance. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
An unexpected announcement from the UK's Princess of Wales. Prince William's wife, Kate Middleton, has canceled plans last minute to attend today's horse races at Royal Ascot. Kensington Palace says she needs to find the right balance in her recovery from cancer. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Someone crashed a car into the Walgreens on Memorial Drive early this morning, driving through the front and ending up at the back of the building. Rescue crews found the driver conscious and breathing. Their current condition is unknown. The trial for a former Racine County prison supervisor accused of an inappropriate relationship with an inmate was canceled after a plea deal was reached. That trial was set to start today. A plea hearing is now scheduled for next week, with the terms of the deal still unknown. Regional rescue crews responded to a reported drowning on Lake Michigan last night near Illinois Beach State Park. One person was pulled alive from the water after being in for about 30 minutes. Their current condition isn't known. There's an appropriate location for tonight's water meetings in Racine. Due to a broken elevator at Racine City Hall, most meetings have been at the library. However, tonight, the Wastewater and Waterworks Commission meeting will be at the Racine Water Utility. The well-thought-out move allows commissioners to view the utility operations up close. Authorities have not yet identified the man who died after getting hit by a car Monday night just outside Six Flags. The driver involved remained at the scene and assisted police after the accident. And demolition of the old downtown Racine YMCA is ongoing. The city expects the site to be cleared by the end of the year and will soon seek redevelopment proposals. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's game two of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. You know, they did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or 9, whatever it was. But, you know, credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. You know, they got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the 8th and followed that up with a 2-run homer in the 9th, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with stripes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and a high in the upper 60s. For tonight, more showers and storms around, a low near 60. And a slight storm chance for tomorrow, a little warmer, highs mid-70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus, getting you through your Wednesday, one song at a time. Send my job description, happy to do it.
Shh.
Memorial Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. And Dan Marcus, thank you for joining me. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for the Morning coming up about half an hour from now on WRJN. The 4th of July also coming up, too. And we're at WRJN proud to support Racine's annual 4th Fest celebration. There's everything from a bags tournament to a golf outing. If you want the details, go to Racine 4th. That's 4th with a 4, number 4, TH. Racine4thFest.org. And enjoy the 4th. Happy birthday, America, from WRJN.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day. Dogs and Cream flips the script on hot dogs with flavors that are anything but ordinary. Backed by popular demand, the Wisco Dog, a juicy Frank smothered in beer cheese, grilled onions, and bacon bits, all on a soft pretzel bun. It's bold, it's savory, it's downright delicious. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Mark your calendars. Greek Fest is back at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church, June 27th through the 29th. Get ready for a weekend packed with delicious Greek food, live music, amusement rides, and fun for the whole family. Experience the Kamisi's dance troupe, take a guided church tour, enjoy cooking demonstrations, and explore the festive Greek marketplace. Don't miss the sights, sounds, and flavors of Greece right here in Racine. Greek Fest, June 27th to 29th at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church on Green Bay Road.
The Racine Raiders will host Youth Football Night on Saturday, June 21st against the River City Rough Riders. The team will host a free youth camp prior to the game, and all participants get a free ticket for that night's game. The Racine Raiders and River City Rough Riders, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report for today. Wish I had better news. Water temperature, 58 degrees. That's good, but it's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers. High about 69, maybe 70 or so. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report, sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating. From drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her. But she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation eyes looking through my soul. Oh, temptation eyes. You've got to love me. You've got to love me tonight.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and time to get you up to speed on what's going on out there with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom update from Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A trial was supposed to start today for a former Racine County prison worker. However, a plea deal was reached yesterday. Court records show the three-day jury trial for Jacqueline Height is off the docket, with a plea hearing now set for next week. Height is a former supervisor at the Racine Correctional Institution, accused of having an inappropriate relationship with an inmate and giving them contraband. There are 20 counts of second-degree sexual assault and additional charges for delivering illegal items to an inmate. The terms of the plea aren't yet known. Cleanup continues at the Walgreens on Memorial Drive in Racine after a car plowed into the store early this morning. The vehicle went through the front and ended up at the back of the store. Rescue crews found the driver conscious and breathing at the scene. Their condition isn't yet known. Rescue crews from around the region responded to a reported drowning last night in Lake Michigan just across the state line. One person was saved from the water. It was at around 6:30 when an alert went out from the Illinois Beach State Park in Zion. Boats from Beach Park, Pleasant Prairie, Winthrop Harbor, and others assisted in the operation, with divers and sonar teams combing the area for the victim. It took about 30 minutes, but the person that went in was pulled out alive. Their current condition isn't yet known. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure that you're cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001. Or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and a high in the upper 60s. For tonight, more showers and storms around, a low near 60. And a slight storm chance for tomorrow, a little warmer, highs mid-70s. It's 67 right now.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you.
Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Jan and Dean with the play-by-play of when a stingray takes on a jaguar at Dead Man's Curve.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
You're late.
toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Although you want to, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
Timeless hits, WRJN, an appropriate song for today, today being Wednesday on the calendar. And that's all I'll say at this point. But the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets, a very up-tempo, fun, feel-good song, and it's next on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Hey everybody, Ray Zirkel here from Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue on Highway 11, Sturtevant. Come on in and peruse our great selection of vinyl. Going on 8 years in July, it's amazing that we're still finding new customers every day. Most of them head right over toward the vinyl. They know what they're looking for. I can find just about anything out there. We belong to a worldwide vinyl marketplace. Come on out and see us on our 8th anniversary weekend, July 11th and 12th. We'll be having lots of great deals, so we'll see you there.
WRJN is looking forward to another amazing 4th Fest celebration this summer. And it all gets started with fundraisers for the festivities. Saturday, June 21st, compete in a bags tournament at Rhino Bar. Bags fly at noon and it's $30 per person to play. Then on June 28th, the 4th Fest annual golf outing at Ives Groves. It's a best ball tourney and you can call Lou to register at 262-620-4274. It all leads up to 4th Fest, so get involved.
Let's open up the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while. This one settled in just out of the top 10 at number 16 in the spring of 1967. They're from Australia. And perhaps, the most interesting thing about the group is that it contained the older brother of someone who went on to become a member of a great 80s band. But first things first, here is a great song Like I say, spring of 67 from Australia, the Easy Beats, and Friday on My Mind, which is always true on Wednesday for me. It's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I want Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in my city. Be with my girl, she's so pretty. She looks fine tonight. She is out of sight to me.
Song celebrating Friday and the weekend. It's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning, Wednesday morning. Yes, I have Friday on my mind already. And that's the Easy Beats. Perhaps the most interesting fact about that group is that it contained a guy named George Young on guitar, the older brother of Angus and Malcolm Young, who in the 80s were members of AC/DC. Older brother. And the Easy Beats. There's your Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning. Another one at 1:45 this afternoon on WRJN.
Yeah! baby, I can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. 5 o'clock class reunion with Kurt Vollman featuring the class of 1970. 5 o'clock is the time for the 5 o'clock class reunion on WRJN.
Thank you.
WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. On this sixth day of the Israel-Iran conflict, Iran's supreme leader is issuing a warning, with President Trump considering sending U.S. forces to attack his country's nuclear facilities. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
In an address to the Iranian people, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called President Trump's call for an unconditional surrender ridiculous and unacceptable, saying Iran is not afraid of any threats and that America will suffer more than Iran if the U.S. joins the Israeli strikes.
Israel claims Air Force jets destroyed Iran's internal security headquarters today as each country continues strikes on the other. Anti-war protesters on hand as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth testifies before the Senate Armed Services Committee this hour on the Pentagon budget.
America first. Use our troops here to defend us at home. Don't go abroad for a pariah genocidal state of Israel.
It's beginning to feel a lot like summer, far to the north and west. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano.
Frontier state of Alaska, been in the 80s all week here. The heat advisory is up 83 degrees in Fairbanks today, so they're wearing shorts and T-shirts there in Alaska. Just about 10 degrees above average. You know, it does get warm this time of year. As a reminder, summer begins on Friday.
A heat advisory has been extended in parts of Southern California's Orange County. It could hit 118 today in Palm Springs. Temperatures expected.